Grace be to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As I mentioned last Sunday, our sermon text for today is the second lesson that we heard then. I want to take this opportunity today to review the doctrine of holy baptism. Our reading then is Romans chapter 6, beginning at verse 3. Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if we had been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we also will live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is God's Word. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, dearly loved by God. Quick, what is the date of your birth? I suspect that most, if not all of us, except the very youngest here, know and can grab that date right off the top of our heads. The reason is it's a date that we use regularly in different references. What happens every time you call the doctor's office or they want to take a look at your record somewhere? The very first thing they ask you is date of birth. Quick, what's the date of your holy baptism? On what day did God adopt you into his family of faith through that miracle? I suspect that most of us would have to think for a minute, recall that, or maybe once we got home, we would have to look it up. Please do that. If you don't know the date of your baptism, please try to find out that date so you know that date of your birth as a child of God. The date of your baptism, of those two dates that I mentioned, is by far the eternally more significant. God gave you your physical life the instant that he conceived you in your mother's womb. He gave you your new spiritual life when the gospel was combined with water in holy baptism. He gave you at that time eternal life as well. Holy baptism is a miracle. It is a miracle that is the most significant thing that belongs to all of us Christians. That's one of the reasons why, without insisting upon it, we do encourage people to have their child's baptism in the divine service, or to have what's called a public affirmation or recognition of a private baptism, if that child has been baptized somewhere else at another time, most likely in the hospital. Those reminders just help us to remember that all of us, the church together, have baptism as a means of grace to administer. In Romans chapter 6, the Apostle Paul delineates the meaning of baptism in our daily lives. So this morning, join me in reviewing those words that assure us that when we were baptized, we are baptized into a new life. No longer are we dead to sin. We are free from sin's power, and we are alive with God in Christ Jesus. A pastor friend of mine once posted on Facebook a view that I believe is held by most of us in the public ministry. He wrote, "One of the greatest joys in the public ministry is being able to perform a baptism." I agree with him 100%. That's exactly what I think. Who would not enjoy performing a miracle? And that's what I have been privileged to do every time that I have administered baptism in my ministry. Holy baptism is a miracle of God. It's not merely an emblem of faith that man does. The word of Christ, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit," when connected to simple water, creates saving faith in Christ as Savior. And where that faith is, the Bible tells us, there are the forgiveness of sins, new spiritual life, and eternal salvation in heaven. God the Holy Spirit works that miracle, what we call sanctification in the broad sense. That is, the Holy Spirit takes us out of unbelief and brings us into the church when I am baptized. And this is entirely the work of the Holy Spirit, without any cooperation at all on the part of the recipient. When I was baptized, I was simply that recipient of God's grace, of God's pledge of my new conscience that I now had before Him, because God had removed the guilt and the power and the results of my sin. And He has removed that by the death of Jesus Christ. Christ's resurrection assures me of those benefits. So what does holy baptism do? It connects me to Christ's righteousness. It connects me to Christ's death. It connects me to Christ's resurrection. Those things of Christ now belong to me, are given to me at the baptismal font. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ were baptized into His death? We were therefore buried with Him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." And so, since we share in those things with Christ, we count ourselves dead to sin. Paul goes on, "For we know that our old self was crucified with Him so that the body of sin might be done away with." It is the sinful nature and the sinful flesh that Christ kills with His death. What does a person mean when they say to another person, "You are dead to me"? It means that I'm no longer going to have anything to do with you. It means you have no authority over me. It means you have no rights or privileges over me. You have no claim on me. As far as I'm concerned, you do not even exist. God has, in our holy baptism, expunged, erased, forgotten, removed the entire body of work of our sin and its guilt and its judgment. That's true for all sins that we have committed in the past, It is true of the sins we are committing right now, and it is true about the sins we will commit in the future. We say to our old Adam, you are dead to me. Far as I'm concerned, far as God is concerned, you no longer exist. You have no claim on me. You have no rights over me. You have no privileges with me. I am completely free from your power. So baptism, as we are baptized into a new life, does not only make us no longer dead to sin, but it also frees me from sin's power. Holy baptism crucified our old self that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Think of a slave, now former slave, who has been set free. And now that former slave is standing in front of their former master. And the master now is still giving commands. The master now is still making threats against that person. Well, that former slave, now a free man, no longer must obey the commands of the former master. They no longer have to be afraid of what the former master might still claim that they may be able to do to him. What claims of ownership the master might make of the former slave. Because that slave is now free, he can say to that master, I must no longer obey you. I will no longer be filled with fear by your threats or of your punishments. My freedom now gives me power over you instead of the power that you had over me. This is our power against our old Adam, our sinful flesh, because we have died to sin. We are no longer slaves to sin. It commands us to disobey. We don't have to listen. It threatens us with death and hell if we disobey. We don't have to listen, because we are free in Christ. Jesus took our slavery to sin and buried it, took it to the tomb with him. And then when he arose without our sins. He rose having overcome sin's power and sin's authority over us. Jesus rose from the dead and has given us also new life, new spiritual life that desires to do God's will, that can say no to temptation, that can obey God's commands of what to do and avoid what God forbids. Our new spiritual life is given to us in holy baptism because we have it in Christ's new life. And baptism connects us to that new life of Christ. Our new life is a life of freedom and power over sin, over our former master. Paul wrote, because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. Jesus was bearing our sins when he died. When he rose, he left those sins and their guilt and their punishment behind in the grave. With his one-time death for all, he paid for sins. With his one-time resurrection, he has endowed the gift of new life to mankind. And so in baptism, he gives us those gifts. In that one baptism, there's one death, one resurrection from death, one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. And yet, that one baptism is a repetitive power that we have in our lives, because it is now what gives us power to live our lives with God in Christ. God the Holy Spirit has baptized me into a new life, God's life, a life that now hates sin, a life like God's life that has power over sin. God has given me a life that makes me alive to God in Christ. And what being alive to God in Christ means is that now, as a disciple of Christ, I live my life no longer for self, but I live my life for God, for His will, for His love, for His promises that He makes to me. Paul wrote, "Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with Him. The death He died to sin once for all. But the life He lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus." Being alive to God in Christ means that I do not let sin reign over me. It means that I will not offer the members of my body in service for sin. It means that through my daily remembrance of my baptism, and this is why it's certainly helpful to know that you were baptized, but also to know when that day of baptism is. We give our children, when they're baptized, or even adults, we give them a baptismal candle that they can light on the anniversary of their baptism. And then they can think about their baptism. Their parents might remind them of the meaning of their baptism, teach them about what their baptism means for them as a very important day in their lives, because that's the day they became God's children. To live a life to God in Christ means that the life, Paul says to the Galatians, "The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself up for me." Now that is a miracle for sure. That is the other aspect of sanctification through my baptism, that I now live my life in obedience to God's will, in gratitude for my forgiveness, to the glory of God. Holy baptism is a miracle. It is a means of grace. When I daily remember my baptism, I do two things. I remember that no matter what sin I may commit, that I am still a child of God, that God will not forsake me, but for Jesus' sake be true to that promise that He made to me when He adopted me into His family. And remembering that God has brought me into His family will give me the power to desire not to sin, the power to live my life to the glory of God because of His grace. I received the miracle of holy baptism on May 2nd, 1948. On what day, and if you don't know, please find out, were you buried with Him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, you too may live a new life? Amen.